1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't...
intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial hashtag MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy. Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's the budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Craigscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, "I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget." And you'll go, "Hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security." And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The administration says Biden and Xi will discuss Russia's war with Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas war, economic cooperation, and more. FBI agents seizing electronic devices from New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It isn't easy to approach a New York City mayor on the street, but Monday evening, the police detail assigned to Eric Adams stepped aside so FBI agents could serve him with a search warrant. In his city SUV, they seized not one, but two phones and his iPad.
ABC's Josh Einiger. Adams says he's done nothing wrong as authorities investigate a top fundraiser for his campaign. Leaders of the SAG-AFTRA union voting to approve a deal with Hollywood studios that ended a nearly four-month-long strike earlier this week and now goes to the full union for a vote. New House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a first major test as Congress has 1 week to get some kind of spending plan complete. This is ABC News. Amid a rise in retail theft, the reason many products are locked behind plexiglass these days, a sheriff in Northern California says big retailers don't actually want to stop it. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
In Sacramento County, Sheriff Jim Cooper has had it, taking to Twitter to blast big retailers, including Target and Walgreens, he says, for refusing to take part in operations to target retail theft, saying big companies don't want the image of people arrested in their stores or suspects even being contacted. Cooper is a Democrat. He says big companies are allowing retail theft to go on despite what they say publicly. Sergeant Amar Gandhi speaks for Sheriff Cooper.
It's the corporations. It's the big wigs.
But the retail industry is arguing back, saying battling theft is a top priority and that it's constantly working with law enforcement. Alex Stone, ABC News.
John Bailey, a cinematographer who led the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences during the initial #MeToo reckoning, has died at the age of 81. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for a human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked six-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require six-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA identified at least 23 close calls. The FAA says it's rushing to hire as many new air traffic controllers as possible, but the training and certifying of new controllers can take as long as 5 years.
ABC's Justin Finch. A suspect wanted in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol has surrendered to authorities after a manhunt in New Jersey. The FBI says Gregory Yetman turned himself into police 4 days after the warrant for his arrest was issued. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for a human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked six-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require six-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA identified at least 23 close calls. The FAA says it's rushing to hire as many new air traffic controllers as possible, but the training and certifying of new controllers can take as long as 5 years.
ABC's Justin Finch. A suspect wanted in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol has surrendered to authorities after a manhunt in New Jersey. The FBI says Gregory Yetman turned himself into police 4 days after the warrant for his arrest was issued. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't...
intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for the human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked six-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require six-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA identified at least 23 close calls. The FAA says it's rushing to hire as many new air traffic controllers as possible, but the training and certifying of new controllers can take as long as 5 years.
ABC's Justin Finch. A suspect wanted in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol has surrendered to authorities after a manhunt in New Jersey. The FBI says Gregory Yetman turned himself into police 4 days after the warrant for his arrest was issued. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for the human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked six-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require six-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA identified at least 23 close calls. The FAA says it's rushing to hire as many new air traffic controllers as possible, but the training and certifying of new controllers can take as long as 5 years.
ABC's Justin Finch. A suspect wanted in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol has surrendered to authorities after a manhunt in New Jersey. The FBI says Gregory Yetman turned himself into police 4 days after the warrant for his arrest was issued. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for the human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco, the two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association Union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked six-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require six-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA identified at least 23 close calls. The FAA says it's rushing to hire as many new air traffic controllers as possible, but the training and certifying of new controllers can take as long as 5 years.
ABC's Justin Finch. A suspect wanted in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol has surrendered to authorities after a manhunt in New Jersey. The FBI says Gregory Yetman turned himself into police 4 days after the warrant for his arrest was issued. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebs Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More airstrikes hitting in and around Gaza City's main hospital, where thousands of Palestinians have been sheltering. Dr. Mohammed Zakat, general director of Gaza's hospitals, calling for a ceasefire.
This is a call for the human community. This should stop now. We cannot continue with such war crimes.
He says hospitals are open but unable to provide medical services to people. The White House says President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in San Francisco. The two expected to discuss the war in Ukraine as well as the Israel-Hamas war. New York City Mayor Eric Adams insisting he's done nothing wrong after federal agents seized his phone and other electronic devices earlier this week. The mayor is not accused of any wrongdoing, but the seizure comes a week after the FBI searched the home of a top fundraiser for his campaign. Board members of SAG-AFTRA voting Friday to approve the deal reached with studios earlier this week. That deal will now head to a full vote of union members. This is ABC News. Rising concerns about airline safety as the National Air Traffic Controllers Association Union is warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers.
The president of the union representing air traffic controllers testifying about widespread fatigue with work schedules, including mandatory overtime.
Last year's controllers at 40% of our facilities worked six-day work weeks at least once a month. And several of our facilities require six-day work weeks and 10-hour days every single week.
Over the last year, the FAA...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.